From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met with Belgian Prime Minister Charles Michel Friday to offer U.S. support in Belgium's investigation and future counterterrorism efforts, and to deliver condolences and express solidarity after Tuesday's terror attacks. In a news conference following the meeting, Kerry aimed some comments directly at those involved.
We, all of us, representing countless nationalities, have a message for those who inspired or carried out the attacks here, or in Paris, or in Ankara, in Tunis, San Bernardino, or elsewhere. We will not be intimidated. We will not be deterred. And we will come back with greater resolve, with greater strength, and we will not rest until we have eliminated your nihilistic beliefs and cowardice from the face of this earth.
Also Friday, a U.S. official said two Americans were among those who died in Tuesday's attacks. The officials did not give details or identities. A consortium of political parties and civil society groups in Liberia urged the UN peacekeeping mission in Liberia, also known as UNMIL, to stay on after its mandate ends in June. Mulba Morlu, vice chairman of operations and mobilization for Liberia's main opposition Congress for Democratic Change, told VOA that they want UNMIL's continued presence in Liberia to protect democratic governance and fair elections in 2017. From Washington, I'm Steve Karish. This is VOA. Iraqi Shiite